dear consumer, we as consumers are very responsible for allowing these billionaires to thrive. We have a direct impact on the amount of wealth these people have. And it is our responsibility to put our energy, our money, into necessities and things that are going to make our life better. That is our responsibility. The choices we make for our lives have a direct impact on our health and how much wealth we have, but also how much wealth the wealthiest have. We have a lot of say in what's going on right now, and we get to choose where to spend our money, what we spend it on, how we spend our time. We could spend our time running around, or we could spend our time sitting still. And running around usually costs money, whether you're driving or flying. We could choose to spend our money on the next biggest trend, or we could choose not to. Can we afford that next biggest trend? Is it going to matter in 3 months, 6 months, 12 months from now, whether or not you took part in the trend? It was a trend. Did it really make your life better? I'm all about people feeling good and taking care of themselves and replenishing themselves. But what are we replenishing ourselves with? Is it things and materials and ones that we cannot afford? That's not replenishment, that's draining. And is it something that's going to nourish your body that you are so-called replenishing with? If it's nourishing through food or relaxation, that's replenishing. But if it's something else, take a look at that. Really sit down and look at the behaviors. Take the time to cook better food for your body. Relax. Take the time to look at your purchases. Some billionaires are born into billionaire families, and the billionaires that became billionaires, well, one, they may have acquired land way back in the day, lots and lots of land. and maybe sold it or built on it or something. Or maybe they started a business and it thrived because people were purchasing whatever it is that they had to sell. That's you and I. You and I help people become billionaires. So let's think about how we spend our money and what's necessary. And maybe you have some extra then even to give to someone else, or maybe you have that for your own mental health and sanity and well-being. Maybe instead of purchasing something that you didn't need, you could sign up for a gym membership or go get a massage or maybe you could just take off some time from work and go take a walk in the woods or along the ocean or just walk around your neighborhood. Look at all of the behaviors. It's time to recognize how we have a big part in what's going on today. We are very much connected to the billionaires. Most of the billionaires are thriving because of our purchases. Go ahead and look at that. And I will put a link in the notes on this episode that leads you directly to the top 100 billionaires. And if you click on each of their initial profile sections, it will go into a more detailed version of where their money came from. But there are 2,555 billionaires. I'm not sure there's a list for that, but probably is. If someone knows that there's that many, I'm sure there's a list somewhere. So go ahead and check that out. Be informed about where your money's going. Thank you.